Okay, we're back with Joe Jonas on the More Music Weekend. Now your solo album Fast Life is out in September.
Yes.
Everyone has been absolutely weeing themselves with excitement about your new single, awesome. See No More.
Thank you so much for playing it.
You worked with Chris Brown on this.
Yeah, me and Chris, we found some time to get together. We had friends that knew each other, got in the studio, and we started out just by him presenting me a couple tunes that he thought might work well for my project. And he's a fantastic writer and producer. And so I listened to some of the stuff he was doing and I found a couple songs that I liked a lot, but I felt like it'd be nice to write with him. So the next day we got in the studio and Brian Kennedy just kind of was in the area, came through, played us what became See No More. And we created the song in like 2 hours.
Wow.
It was a quick turnaround, yeah.
And is it, would you say, one of your favorite songs on the album?
Definitely.
All right.
I mean, right now it's my favorite song, one of my favorite songs on the album, just because I couldn't really pass it up as a single. I had a single picked already off the album, and then I just was feeling as if it would be the right route to go with See No More as the first single.
Do you think there'll be a bit of a difference? You know, like when you listen to your own stuff on the radio, maybe you're in your car, and you put the radio on and they play like the Jonas Brothers or your own song. Do you think there'll be a bit more excitement because it's your own when it comes on the radio and hear it for the first time?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, like, me personally, I feel like I get super excited to just hear anything, you know, like any commercial ad or even just I'll see like a little clip on Twitter just saying, hey, we're going to, you know, be talking with Joe. And the fans have been so supportive recently, just seeing their reaction with, you know, because it's obviously going solo compared with my brothers, I was very interested to see how the fans would react, and they've been as supportive as just with the brothers. It's been crazy out here, especially in Europe, to see it for the first time. It's been our first real trip to promote the album, and they've just been so supportive. So,
did you get to watch any Glastonbury?
I did, yeah. I watched a little bit. I watched Beyoncé's performance, a little Paul Simon. Amazing.
What did you think of Beyonce as a Glastonbury act? I mean, obviously, because it's quite rock and roll, Glastonbury, yeah, over the years. Do you think that she suited that kind of stage?
Yeah, like, I feel like sometimes that's like the perfect performer. I mean, I went to Coachella this past year, and one of the headliners was Kanye West, and he killed it. He killed it. He was amazing. And so I feel like she did a great job also, and it was a perfect fit.